It is time now for our visit with Thorin Christendotter of Main Street Magazine. You can find Main Street Magazine for pickup throughout the Tri-State region for free at various locations. Also, their companion website, which is mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you have a windy night there last night?
I didn't notice, to be honest.
Really? Like I was saying to people last night, my back, it was like I was on a ship in a rocky sea. I have lots of chairs that are still left on the deck, and they were blowing from one end of the deck to the other. It was almost like you're on a boat that was rocking. But anyway, we survived the wind, and who knows? It's March. Turn around and see what the weather's going to be like.
Exactly.
I had a laugh last night. I was watching one of the shows that I watch on Home and Garden TV. Yes, I am an addict to Home and Garden TV. And they were redoing a house for mm-hmm. a couple that were moving from New York City to Arkansas. It's quite a move.
Yeah.
But they like chickens. And so we talked about dog houses last week, you
yes.
know, going to the dogs. They built this chicken coop that was three stories, had of course, the pen to keep the chickens, but it looked like a screened-in porch. And then to keep the chickens safe from fog, they had a picket fence around it that also had a high screen. It was, and I immediately thought of you in the article that you did in this week's, this month's edition about the dog houses.
Wow, that sounds pretty high class.
and it was, and they only had, they got like seven chickens. So, but anyways, I immediately said, God, we just talked about the dog houses last week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next move, we'll go on to an article that you've got about organic farming in Hudson in this month's edition.
Yeah. So obviously, we're talking about our March issue, which is our animal and farming issue. And Regina talked to the folks at Letterbox Farm in Hudson and talked about their operation and how they do things, what they grow, and how the whole operation works. And the stuff that they're making, it looks pretty good on the picture. So it's, looks pretty yum.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we're so lucky around here because we have so many different farmers markets that bring in produce and products, whether it's meats, whether it's vegetables, whether it's people that make jams and jellies and whatever. But they're all made of that products that come from our ground locally. And in cooking, you can speak to all the major chefs, and they'll say you can make a dish in the United States in one region. You can go to another region, and it'll be slightly different if it's produced with locally produced goods. You could go to Europe, the same dish would taste different because the food you grow in the ground that's in your area is different than any place else.
Right. And as you said, we have so many farms around here that grow the gamut of products, whether it's produce or meats or something else. And I think we're so lucky that not only can we go to all these various farmers markets where a lot of these farms have booths and tables, but you can also subscribe to their, you know, weekly or monthly, you know, services and pick up or, you know, and pick and choose what you want in your box every time. So the CSA option. So it's wonderful to see how we have many options for eating healthy and organic and food that leaves such a small carbon trace because it's from here.
And you know, the farmers that you see at the various farmers markets, especially in the late spring, summer, and into the early fall, you can actually not have to wait for the farmers markets. You can actually go to their farms
yeah.
and get it right off the farm, which you just can't get any better.
So, or go pick your own at some of these farms.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what used to be one of my favorite things. I had a weekend shift in Albany, and I would always leave an hour early, and I would go pick up. I love cherries, and I would, on the way up to Albany, there's a million cherry farms. And I used to love to go to those cherry farms. Well, anyways, enough about me. Let's go on to your story, and this is great. You've got a story, Dutchess County SPCA's top four pets in need of a home. I'm sure since you initially published that, it's changed.
We hope so for the pets' sakes, but since this was our animal farming issue, we often, or every week we have a online a pet in need, either from the Dutchess County SPCA or other organizations locally, like Little Guild, where we highlight an animal that's looking for a home. So we figure why not put it in print this month to raise awareness. And these four were the Dutchess County SPCA sent us our way. And but we hope, as you said, I hope they have found homes since we went to press. If not, if folks are looking here for amazing animals looking for a home.
All my family members of the furry type, whether cats or dogs, have been rescue since day one. And the great thing about rescuing a dog is you're actually rescuing two dogs, because, or a cat, because when you rescue a dog, it now puts a place in that shelter for another animal to come and be adopted.
Right. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. So you're actually rescuing two dogs at once. And like I said, I just look around my house and I look at Johnson, who is coming upon 1 year of me getting Johnson, and Bauer and Genghis and Emma, all my cats, and Georgia. We're one big happy family. They all have a forever home. So it's a great story. And it's a, you know, I know there's nothing against stores that sell pets, but you know what? Adopt.
Yeah.
Because it's just adopt. It's just a way to do. Let's move on this issue about animals. You've got a big story on Future Farmers of America, which really they're actually the agribusiness farmer, Future Agribusiness of America.
For sure. Patrick Hancock was kind enough to put this together for us and write this piece, because a lot of our schools regionally have FFA programs. So he, in this piece, as you said, is a longer story, went through kind of the history of the FFA, how it works, what they do. And then he dove into the various schools in our region that have FFA chapters, and kind of a little bit about them, what they do, and what's unique from, you know, their perspective, and also who the contact is at that school and the membership number. But I think, you know, the bigger story here is the importance of organizations like this and what they do for not just our students and the, you know, the future, which they are, but for our communities and the impact of these types of organizations.
And we do have in our immediate area, between Pine Plains and Housatonic Valley Regional High School, two of the premier FFA chapters. As a matter of fact, years and years ago, I was given an honorary membership of the Pine Plains FFA.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm talking years ago. But it was a great honor. I was very surprised by that. And it was a great honor. But I've gone to some of the events at both Housatonic as a judge and in Pine Plains. They're just amazing organizations, and it's just such a wide-ranging program. It's not just what you think. If you think about, oh, it's a FFA, it's about farmers. It's about now totally agribusiness and farms and more. They're amazing programs.
And I know that Housatonic, I mean, they even set up some sort of business. I'm butchering this right now, but this is from a couple of years ago, that, you know, they were even teaching the children, you know, the kids, about, you know, the business side of it and marketing. And so there, as you said, there's so much more than just, you know,
yeah, that's farming. Their Christmas tree and wreath sales that they do all themselves. Yeah, they're amazing organizations, the FFA. And like I said, we're lucky enough to have two of the premier ones in Pine Plains and Housatonic. We've got a couple minutes left, we can talk about animal and farm-related books for your enjoyment.
So this has become a little, I think this is our fourth or fifth month with Susanna from Oblong, gives us book recommendations, and it's awesome because we're able to have books that kind of go with our theme. So this month, our animal and farm-related books for all ages, starting with the Eric Carle book, if anyone remembers the Caterpillar. So this one is A Day on the Farm, and there are five other book recommendations that are either farm or, you know, or animal related. So just a couple of ideas for folks looking for a nice read.
And folks, every month the magazine comes out, and it's full of lots of different stories like this, mainstreetmag.com on the web, also at various locations for free pickup. What's on tap for next month? What's the theme for next month?
April, I think this is our, oh gosh, third or fourth year doing kind of an environmentally theme, because Earth Day is in April, and, you know, we're passionate about various aspects of the earth obviously, and so we're trying to highlight all the aspects under that theme, whether it's local efforts or just, anything relating to the topic that we think is of interest to us, and therefore we hope is of interest to our readers.
All right, that's Main Street Magazine on the web at mainstreetmag.com, and also for pickup throughout the area. Thorin, we'll speak to you next week.
Fantastic. See you then.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine. Once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web.